Welcome to WDCE-FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Allison Spratt, and this is the Cool Jazz Set. Now here's your host and my father-in-law, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Allison, for that nice intro. Today we're celebrating Mother's Day with some great jazz. I want to wish all of our moms a fantastic Mother's Day. A special hello to the moms in my family, my beautiful wife, my daughter Laurie, and our newest mom, and my favorite daughter-in-law, star of stage and screen, Miss Allison Spratt Pierce. And to my sisters, Cheryl and Carol. And all of you others out there, you wonderful mothers and those that have taken the place of moms, thank you. Thank you so much. So thanks for tuning in. We've got some great music for you tonight. Swinging for Mom, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to start right now with the great Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, backed by the Jeff Hamilton Trio. Watch What Happens. We'll be right back.
day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I thought you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply chose me from all the crowd. There's no other girl I'd rather. Because I'm so proud and so lucky to be me. Where has the time all gone to? Haven't done half the things we want to. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. This day was just a token. Too many words are still unspoken. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for a party. But let's be glad for what we've had and what's to come. there's so much more embracing still to be done. But time is racing. Oh well, we'll catch up some other time.
Hi there, I'm Gloria Estefan. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thank you, Gloria, so much for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond. Well, let's see. We just heard a nice recording, one of my favorite vocalists of all time, Miss Irene Krall. And she did this album with the wonderful pianist Alan Broadbent. And the title of the album is Where Is Love? And, of course, we heard her do a nice medley, starting with Lucky to Be Me. Before that, we heard the wonderful flugelhornist Guido Basso in a quartet. They featured pianist Frank Collette, Andy Simpkins on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. From a nice album, just entitled Guido Basso. And this was recorded quite a few years ago, 1986, actually. And we heard I've Never Been in Love Before. And we started this first set with the great Scott Hamilton on tenor and Jeff Hamilton's trio backing him with Watch What Happens. Here's a nice release. I just got this from Mike Murley. Mike Murley is a marvelous tenor saxophonist up in Canada and has a number of recordings out. And this is his latest. With Red Schweiger on guitar and Steve Wallace on bass. And it's a nice, nice recording on the Cornerstone record label, by the way. And this is a nice tune you don't hear so often, but I like it a lot. So we will play it right now. Jerome Kearns, In Love in Vain, the great Mike Murley trio. Thank you.
Thank you.
silver lining when e'er a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. Shine for you, a heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
This is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. We just heard a nice recording done just a few years ago by the great vocalist Jane Monheit from her album entitled Home. Look for the Silver Lining, Jerome Kern. And that featured, by the way, a nice trio backing her. Michael Kanan, the pianist, a good friend Neil Miner on bass, and Rick Montalbano on drums, who happens to be married to Miss Jan Monheit. And happy Mother's Day to her. Before that, we heard a 1955 recording that I've had from my vinyl collection, A Stairway to the Stars, and that featured Gabe Baltazar on saxophone. And just before that, we heard Mike Merle's trio, Mike on tenor sax, Rich Schweiger on guitar, Steve Wallace, a bassist on In Love in Vain. Up next, this is a nice recording done a few years ago by the Resonance Big Band, plays the music of Oscar Peterson, introducing pianist Marion Petrescu. And this is a tune, the first part of this is a tune written by Oscar called Hymn to Freedom, the Resonance Big Band. I think you'll like this. Thank you. Resonance Big Band playing Oscar Peterson's Hymn to Freedom and John Brown's Body. And that featured a couple of nice artists on that day. Pianist Martin Petrescu, that nice guitar solo was by Andreas Ulberg, and the tremendous trombone solo was Bob McChesney. This was recorded in 2009. Great recording. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set, and we are celebrating Mother's Day here. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always my honor and delight to be with you on these wonderful afternoons. We had some beautiful weather today, playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And I hope many of you are able to be with your moms, and those of you that can't, have fond memories as I do. And happy Mother's Day to all of the great moms that are listening. Here's a new recording I just got from a good friend that I didn't see at the bass convention because we didn't go this last time, but I will see him when we're there next. We always enjoy having dinner and catching up, and that's the great bassist Chuck Israels. He's got a nice group called the Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra, and he's got a brand new release that's just come out, and he just sent it to me, Garden of Delights. And he wrote and did all the arrangements on this, and it is a great recording. I want to play a cut from this tonight. It's entitled Warming Trend. The Chuck Israels Jazz Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.